Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm like, oh, that ended. That's on pause. That crash and burn. Oh, he sued me. So I'm on my apology tour. Honestly, you can talk shit about me for 30 minutes. And in the end, if you're like, but he's hot, fuck it. I don't care. All's forgiven.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Megan King Edmonds, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Megan King.
Oh.
Megan King.
Oh, I dropped we dropped Edmonds.
We sure did. Long ago.
We dropped it.
You know this.
Girl, that name is dead.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Come on.
What about Biden? Do we drop that too?
Oh, come on. Yeah. All right, Jeff. We had to be like, we're 10 seconds in. We're already on the Biden.
I literally look at my notes, though.
Okay, yeah, all right.
So Alyssa set me up.
Oh, Alyssa.
That's Alyssa's fault.
I sure did.
All right, we're fighting now.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about CNK. It was a wonderful celebration last night. We had a great time. It was kind of a pre-holiday party, I would say.
Yeah, it was the house was decorated. Mm-hmm. Christmas music was on.
I was happy to see you in a much better mood than you've been lately.
Yes, yeah. No, I was in a great mood. I was happy to have everybody over, and the house looked great.
Yeah, it did.
I did receive a DM from someone who is also on Manjaro, and she said that her husband and her kids hate her because she's so moody from the Manjaro.
You know why? There's nothing to look forward to. There's nothing in life to look forward to.
What about your children?
They're okay. But they're not food or alcohol.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, last night, the alcohol was flowing.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Hideaway Low boys were there.
Yeah. I mean,
pouring.
As they do.
Yes. And there was a lot of wine tasting.
A lot of bottomless, you know, cut glasses.
And martinis.
Mm-hmm.
Martinis.
All of the alcohol.
We saw the addition.
You did. You had a tour. I gave you a private tour.
With flashlights.
With flashlights, yeah.
Yes. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's going to be incredible.
It's insane.
I mean, you're going to be broke.
Oh, I'm not going to be living in it.
You'll be renting
going on the market.
It's going to be great for somebody.
Yeah, we were joking about, you know, when the bank takes it back, it's
going
to be really nice for Wells
someone
Fargo.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to
for
gonna
some
really...
other nice family.
Right.
We'll enjoy that TV lift.
So, speaking of TV lift, this thing is insane because it's a very deep concrete trench.
Yeah.
It's like a trench.
It's like a coffin.
It is.
It is.
A skinny coffin.
It fit a couple of bodies, I think.
And I said, this is the perfect spot to bury Gage.
It is.
Yes. And then I responded, and Jim.
I think it both fit, probably. You probably got a third in there, too.
And they'll never find them.
If you stack
them on
top of
each
other.
Never.
I just worry about the smell.
I think you just pour concrete on top of them.
Oh.
Yes.
Right?
That should block it.
Yeah.
And then I noticed the beautiful bathroom with the fireplace and the big... sunken no the is a jacuzzi tub
it is a soaking tub.
Oh, it's a soaking tub.
Yes.
I did ask why you have two sinks, because we all know Ben doesn't wash his hands,
right? And his sink is right by the bathroom. We know that
doesn't matter. He's gonna walk right by it.
Yeah, I tried.
That's just gonna collect dust.
I tried. Yeah.
Bad investment.
Now
it'll look nice. Aww.
I was shocked that you didn't throw us out. I was one of the last people to leave, per usual.
Yeah, you left at 9:50.
Is that what time
Doug.
We left, Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Tim and Jeremy stayed.
You okay, Shane? You look a little hungover.
Not great.
Before we started, he was
I'm
like,
a little
can
delayed.
Turn the lights off?
Lights
can we
down.
Dim them a little?
Yeah, it's a little bright in here. And then Tim and Jeremy left at about, I think, probably 10:30.
We left at 9. We were the only ones who listened to the rule.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right at 9.
Thank you. I
planted myself on that sofa.
Yeah, you curled your feet underneath your
I took
butt.
Off my shoes.
Yes, you did.
I made myself so comfortable.
Yeah.
And Jeremy is the best host. He just kept pouring.
You don't
pouring.
Have to get up.
He is.
Try this.
That's
try that.
Why I call him
try
Dad.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes care of us.
And then Tim is just getting drunker
Blackout,
and drunker.
Yeah.
And then he falls asleep sitting up.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. When he becomes Tammy.
And he fell asleep on my toilet once.
Standing, sitting there.
Sitting
yeah.
down.
Sitting down. Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good time.
I went home and fell asleep on my couch, and then I got up, and then I was like, oh, I'm on the couch. I should go to bed. So I took all my clothes off. I got in bed. I picked up my phone to set my alarm, and it was 6:20. I was like, all right, I guess I'm up. Got right back up.
Lucky duck.
So let's, okay, so when I got there, it was Kelly, Kelly and Rick.
Yes.
It was your Ben.
My Ben.
Megan's Ben. Megan Weaver's Ben.
Yes.
Megan King's Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is someone new you're dating.
Yes.
Okay. And then Megan was there, and then Tim and Jeremy and Doug and MJ, Shane, myself.
Yes.
Are we missing anyone?
No.
The dogs.
So now I noticed that Kelly and Rick were responsible. They left before everyone.
They had to drive back down to Orange County. Mm-hmm.
Did anyone notice that MJ said goodbye 3 times?
Yes. Well, that's
she said bye.
Not her fault.
She hugged me, goodbye, and then like 15 minutes later, she's still there. And yeah. I'm noticing that she's talking to someone. Then she says goodbye again. 15 minutes later, she's still there.
Okay, in her defense, that was not of her own doing. Every time she said goodbye, because she wanted to adhere to my rules,
oh.
And she's like, I'm leaving. I drove on purpose so that I wouldn't drink and that I would leave at the time you wanted me. I kept telling her, no, stay, don't leave. So she was just, you know, she was being courteous.
To the host.
Were you okay that the party got extended to 10 o'clock?
I was actually
to 10:30,
fine.
Actually.
I was having a very good time.
Okay.
I had a few drinks. I was
feeling
good.
That was a good crowd.
Yeah, it was a great group of people, and I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really was. It was great.
I'll tell you what wasn't great.
What?
That bean casserole.
Terrible.
Wait, what? Wait.
The first one was
the
better.
The dip? Oh, the second one was soupy.
It was soupy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the first one was very good.
I would have eaten it with a fork. It was delicious.
Well, that's how I think you're supposed to eat it.
Oh, you are?
That's why I put the plates out.
That's kind of gross to eat that with a fork. It's dippy.
Okay. But did anyone notice?
Maybe a spoon?
So apparently made one on CNK and he put it, Kelly had put it in the oven. Right.
Right?
So when it came out, it was like soup.
It was. Uh-huh.
And
enchilada
I was like,
soup.
Yeah, and I was like, do you need a glass or whatever to drink it? And then do you notice what Doug said?
Yes.
Kelly, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. You know, the recipe, you know, blah, blah,
it
blah,
needs
blah.
To coagulate.
And I said, this is your fucking recipe. It's your show.
Don't
gaslight Kelly.
You taught her how to make it.
And then Kelly was like, I just followed your recipe. Why are you blaming me?
Kelly's so offended. She's like about to blow up. She's so upset. And he's like, no, Kelly, it's fine. It's fine.
Don't feel bad, Kelly.
Don't feel bad. This happens. Oh, he said, Kelly, it's okay. It usually needs to sit a little bit before, you know. And he's the one who told her exactly how to make it.
Exactly.
Step by step.
But the way he made her feel bad, it was her fault.
That's funny.
But she's funny. So first she said, I just followed your recipe.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you remember, she shaded you.
She shaded me so much.
Yeah.
So we're in the living room. And she was talking about Housewives. And for some reason, we started talking about clothes and trade outs and all of that.
Yeah.
And she said, I didn't get any trade outs for clothes. I spent like $100,000 the last season I was on Real Housewives.
Yes.
And
that's a lot of money.
And you said I didn't spend that. And Kelly's like, yeah, it showed.
Yeah. She's not wrong, by the way.
So
I
funny.
Have watched those seasons back. It's
she's
a little bit tragic.
She's good at those zingers.
Yes, she is.
And then you were like, damn, like this is. I mean, if you have low self esteem, this is not this the room to be in.
This is not the crowd for you.
It's a tough room.
Yeah, you gotta you gotta be able to take some knocks, big time.
The funny thing that you, one of the funny things that Megan said, I love when Megan gets drunk because we were talking about, I know Wednesday I have Jill Zarin in New York on the show.
Okay.
And Doug's like, I'm warning you, she's going to try to get you to go to the Nutcracker. And I was like, I don't want to see a bunch of little dicks in tights. And Megan's like, honey, you need to watch the World Cup.
So random.
It's good advice.
Yeah.
For the dicks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For the dicks.
Oh,
and
my
the chest.
God. Just hot, hot, hot.
I do have a question for you.
What is it?
What made you more nauseous? Mm-hmm. Manjaro or the bean casserole?
I was very nauseous. And the bean casserole, it didn't look very appetizing.
Wait, the Manjaro makes you nauseous?
It makes me a little nauseous.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Like 12% of the time.
Well, that's because you're supposed to lose weight on it, right?
I mean, it's supposed to just kill your appetite. It's not.
So it like
you
turns
just don't
want to
walk around being sick.
So you have an eating disorder now.
Yeah, but it's.
We all do.
But I can go off of it anytime and get my appetite back.
Oh, okay.
Part of being
she can, yeah, anytime.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
She can quit anytime.
I'm just going to suffer for a little longer.
How long?
A couple more months.
Okay.
It's a long time.
Oof.
You're so strong.
He's
Megan.
Worried that I'm going to
get suicidal. I'm worried.
Oh, no, I am better. I'm getting better. I don't think I'm going to be in a bad mood for 3 months.
Manjaro blues.
Well, you kind of get used
moody.
To things, you know? You get used to the diet.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday I did carpool, and I have carpool again today. made a big, 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 big error.
Uh-oh.
There is a carpool, it is a text chain, which mm-hmm. from all the carpool parents, because mm-hmm. you have to at this school. Like, they won't just let you, you have to carpool with at least two other people.
You're kidding me.
No, you have to.
Have to.
How?
They enforce it. They will fine you. They will fine you thousands of dollars. If I drive on campus.
Just with one kid,
they will fine me.
What? Really?
There's some sort of rules in that city area, that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get confused a lot because these kids have all these different schedules, right? So somebody has after school program, whatever. Well, what happened was I said to Shane, I said, look at the text chain and let me know which kids I have to pick up today. I know, obviously, I have to pick up my own kid. I never have to.
Okay, that's good.
You never have to remind me. I know I have to pick up my own kid.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah.
But it's the other kids that I don't know. So the problem was, is that I was supposed to pick up, I can say the names, right? Isla and Izzy. So.
Guess you did.
Yeah. So I look at the text chain and it says that Izzy has after school program. But Lisa had done drop off in the morning and Izzy's mom said, oh, Izzy's not doing the after school program today. So when I looked at the, but she said it, and then Lisa texted me privately, said, don't pick up, pick up Izzy today.
It's confusing.
I fucking left
you
the
left
kid.
Izzy?
I left the kid at school.
Stop it.
I left him at school.
Do you know
school.
How bad that, Izzy's a he?
Yeah, Izzy. Cute kid.
Oh, that's
cute
an interesting
kid.
Name
yeah.
for a boy.
It is.
I've heard it for a girl,
me
Isabel,
too.
But yeah. not a boy.
I left him at school.
That is
wait,
terrible.
Wait, when did you realize this?
Oh, no. Home Alone.
Okay, I'll tell you when I realized it.
Yeah.
We have this kind of...
this morning.
We have... So we have a meeting spot where all the parent, you know, where the parents meet, and we exchange the kids. Like, I'm taking them, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I pulled up to the meeting spot, and I saw Izzy's nanny. And I was like, holy shit, I forgot Izzy. And I'm like, I'll go back and get him right now. She's like, I'll go get him. But I could tell
she's
she
like,
was
you
pissed.
Stay here, I'll go.
You stay here, I'll go. And then I had to.
You had one job.
Right.
Two jobs. There's two kids.
Three jobs.
Three jobs.
Well, I picked up the other kid.
You got yours?
I had it half right.
You got yours, yeah.
I feel terrible.
Well, what did, was the kid upset?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we didn't follow up.
I apologized.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Actually, I didn't really apologize. I think what I said, this is the problem where I make things about me.
Maybe make a donation.
Yeah.
That is a good idea.
To Izzy.
Where is the text chain?
GoFundMe.
Yeah. I said,
start a GoFundMe for Izzy.
Yeah.
I said, I think it would be easier. This is on the text chain. I think it would be easier on all of us, parentheses meaning me, if Izzy would terminate all after school programs from here forth.
Oh my God. That's
it's
funny.
Just too confusing.
That's funny.
It's confusing.
I know. You know what? Maybe Izzy's the selfish one here, Jeff.
Yeah.
That little
just
5-year-old
looking out for himself.
Like,
yeah.
Grow up.
I feel terrible. But today, do I pick him up today?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck. God. You guys got to get this
Look
straight.
Look at the text chain.
I think he has after, because the text chain said he has after school Thursday and Friday. That's why we did not pick him up on Thursday. So I think he has after school today.
You better double check.
Oh,
I have
God.
A question.
But
these kid text chains, there's a lot.
Okay, here's Izzy's mom. Good morning. FYI, Izzy has after school today.
So we will not pick
I
him up.
I am not no picking
Izzy.
Up Izzy.
No Izzy today.
All right, no Izzy.
I have a question.
These
Crystal.
Are the nannies and the assistants also on that chain, or is it just the parents?
There's
good question.
So many people, because I have four nannies alone. So there's so many people on this text chain.
Mm. And people give me shit for having one nanny. What the fuck is that all about?
You know what? It's such bullshit. I hate nanny shaming.
I know.
But it's like the worst thing.
Yeah, but you're a man, so you don't get it as bad
shouldn't
as I
Lisa
do.
Shouldn't Lisa have texted you on that chain so that everyone...
Yes.
All that info should be all on that chain.
Wow, coming for Lisa.
I just, yeah. all the
Call
kid
Lisa.
Info should be on
You're
that
absolutely
chain.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Lisa's fault.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Yes, no, it is. That. It is.
Yeah, well, wake up, Lisa.
The enabling in
Get
here is really spectacular.
Jeff, you are perfect. You've never done anything wrong.
I did feel bad. I'm choking now. I did feel really, really bad.
Sounded like it from your text.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Like, when you... When you have to go back into the carpool line, it's going to take her 30 minutes.
And several thousand dollars. Because it's only one kid.
No, you're right. But I think we could probably get out on a technicality.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd have to get involved. I'd have to give a deposition.
Write a note. Yes. Deposition. Like, have it signed and sealed.
But I was like, oh, fuck. We got to go brave that whole line again. Thank God the nanny. You notice how I didn't argue with her. Because she's like,
okay, bye.
Oh my god!
I know.
Driving.
I know.
How far is the meeting spot from the school pickup?
Like 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's not that. The bad part is she's gonna have to wait in that line again.
Yeah. And poor Izzy doesn't know what's going on.
The thing about these parent
text chains, sitting there waiting.
Yeah. I have a bone to pick because there are these text chains and they just go on and on and on and it's too much to keep up with. And so then I don't read it and next thing I know I'm missing a kid dinner.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You're absolutely fucking right. I am inundated with those emails every day.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what I'm supposed to do. In fact, Gage told me she's got like some sort of winter musical performance when we get back from New York. I didn't even know this.
Yeah, you got to keep up. Yeah. It's hard.
But it's going to be funny because Shane and I are going. So
oh,
what we do
heckle.
Is we heckle her. So when no she way. Was doing when she did her preschool thing, we were like, "Your dress is terrible." And she's like, she'll stop singing and she'll be like, "Stop it. Stop it." So we're going to totally heckle
amazing.
Her.
Amazing.
Because it's so easy to push her buttons.
Does she like it?
She does,
yeah,
but
she
yeah,
she
I
does.
Think she does. She's kind of like dark that way.
That's cute.
But we'll distract her from the singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we'll see what she does.
And did she yell at Shane once in the middle of a performance?
Yeah.
Stop it, Shane.
Like, stop it, Shane.
So I definitely have to be there to heckle her.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yep. That's the only reason to go.
Yeah.
Right?
So
is there any other reason?
No.
Why else would you have kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have another follow-up question. Did Izzy notice?
You and your questions.
I know. Well, this is someone else you could blame.
The whole time
it's good
he's
news for
there,
you.
Like,
oh, okay. I'm listening.
Huh.
Didn't Izzy notice that the two people that he carpools with left?
Can I tell you the worst part about it? Is those two little bitches.
They Bye, Izzy.
Yeah. Didn't notice?
Isla and Monroe, they fucking knew that Izzy
of
was
course.
Supposed to go with me.
Yeah.
And they didn't say a word.
They
the
jumped in the
car.
Oh, they sure did. Fuck Izzy. But, yeah, they don't. They did. Uh-huh. They knew. And Monroe said it after the fact.
Yeah,
what'd she
like,
say?
She was like, we pick up Izzy on Thursday and Friday. I was like, girl, why didn't you say that? Where were you 15 minutes ago?
They could give a fuck. They don't
oh
care.
Oh, my God.
All they care about is we sing Happy Birthday for Isla every day.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Well, what we do is like...
Wait, why for Isla?
Okay. It's just this stupid thing that Shane and I do, but she loves it. And Monroe loves it. It's like, it's a special day today. It's Isla's birthday. Happy birthday from the Chili's crew. We wish it was your birthday so we could party too. And then the girls laugh. But Izzy would have enjoyed that.
Oh, God. Poor Izzy. Oh, man.
Sorry, Izzy.
Oh, Izzy.
All right. We're going to take a break.
You're insane.
We'll be right back. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back. I'm here with Megan King. Megan King.
That's it.
Period.
Megan Weaver and Shade Douglas. Okay, so I did want to Well, first of all, I want to promote your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Intimate Knowledge. It's on anywhere you get podcasts, but iHeartRadio, which is why I'm here right now, too. Obviously for you, Jeff, but like, and thank you for having me. But I'm here for Jingle Ball tonight.
So you're not then.
Love you.
Not specifically.
Love you a long time.
You're not here just for me. Okay, so you're going to Jingle Bells? Balls?
Jingle Balls.
Ball.
Jingle Ball.
Jingle Ball.
Jingle Balls.
Shout out.
Tonight. One ball.
One ball.
And you're going to Jingle Ball tonight.
I am.
You're going to need to take a nap, I think.
I could fall asleep right now.
I feel like you can rally, though.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Obviously.
He had his head down the entire 4-minute break.
Yeah, on the desk.
Yeah.
I could go underneath the table and fall asleep right now.
I could, too, actually. Mm-hmm. I could sleep anywhere.
Mm-hmm. We do have an Izzy update. Lisa also left Izzy at school this week.
Oh, no.
So Izzy is going to have some serious childhood trauma.
But she texted me in all caps, excuse me, the reason I texted Jeff separately is because I know he's not going to read the text thread, which is a great point. She's not, you wouldn't have read it if it was in the carpool conversation.
She tried to over-communicate, and by doing that, it just caused more problems.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Megan.
Yeah.
King.
You're absolutely right. This is good.
You're going to be on Lisa's shit list, Megan King.
Now, listen, I've been doing this show for 5 years, okay? What happens is, after the show, I have to do these pre-record ads, okay? This is a very, very, like, this is a brand new studio. They spent God knows how much money building the studio. Mm-hmm. High tech, everything.
State of the art.
Best of everything. So we recorded yesterday, and this is the strangest thing. Never happened to us before. We recorded the read, and then Alyssa called me, and she said, you got to hear this shit. Go ahead. Mailing and shipping discounts up to 86% off.
86%.
Haunted.
Haunted.
What? Wait,
that's a demon. And his name's Jeff Lewis.
My head is tingling. Wait, yeah. That wasn't your voice?
No.
So I just always listen back because I got to send it to traffic, yada, yada, clean it up. There's a lot of editing involved. And so I'm just doing my thing. And
stop.
That was in the raw audio.
Mailing and shipping discounts up to 86% off.
86%. Wait, why? Does it cut off there?
Yeah, it's a corrupt file.
There's a demon.
Oh, my God.
What?
Someone's mad about the Long Island Medium.
Is it?
Well, I'll tell you.
I wonder what she's going to say. Teresa's going to say about that one.
I've said time and time again that... you know, God protects me and I have these angels. I don't think it's God. I think somebody else is with me.
Hell, Satan.
We need to have an exorcism. Stat.
Are you surprised?
No.
No.
Not after yesterday's show. I was like, well, here we go.
No, and we got some updates. First of all, I received a couple of DMs. I mean, many DMs, but this one is pretty funny. I have a theory about Scott and Gage. I think you're kind of like a cult leader. In a good way, i.e. the chumps. And Scott and Gage miss being in the cult and deep down miss you. But since they can't have you, the closest they can get is each other.
Huh, that's deep.
Oh.
Yeah, and then this guy wrote, Scott is out to get you. Don't go down to the basement.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You haven't seen Barbarian yet?
No.
Okay, you guys should watch it. I think you'd like it.
All right. Very good.
So the updates are, Gage did text me yesterday.
Let's read them.
So yesterday,
he's in Miami,
Jeff's,
right?
No, he's back, and okay. He recently got lunch with Jeff's ex, Scott, which was weird.
Why did he do that?
Shades.
That's a really good question.
That's creepy.
Gage says they just ran into each other at the Grove, okay. and Gage had Monroe, and Scott saw Monroe, and
that's
they all had
creepy.
Lunch.
That's not creepy. That's normal.
Well, it's pretty inappropriate, I think, for my ex to have lunch with my ex.
I know. With your kid, too.
And the thing is that the funny thing, Alyssa and Megan, for being hungover, you're pretty quick today. On the promo, it's like, how's Scott going to stay warm? And both girls are like, Gage! That's how he's staying warm. So the thing about him is very interesting because he communicated with me yesterday and he said, this is because what I realized is this is something Gage would do, not me. So we have these plans. He said, because he's out of town, he said, I'm going to be home on Saturday and I would love to take Monroe but she's with me. Mm-hmm. He's like, do you mind if I come by and take her for a couple of hours and take her to a lunch or something because you guys are leaving for New York on Sunday? I said, absolutely. I will never stand in the way of her seeing Gage. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because after what happened yesterday, because this is something he would do, he's now checking in if I can still see her on Saturday. And if she's avail, if she's able to do FaceTime this evening. And I said, hi, I'm not home right now, but I can't FaceTime. But yeah, Saturday, just let me know when. And then he wrote, lunch this time, you know, I'll pick her up this time. I'll drop her off here. I'm like, sure, will Scott be joining?
Oh, you did?
And he wrote, you never know who might show up. I'm like, you never know.
Oh my God.
But then he goes through and he's like, he starts asking about New York and, you know, am I still able to pick her up? I'm like, yeah. I said, I'll never get in the way of you spending time with Monroe.
Right.
I'm still planning on you picking up Monroe on Thursday, but we were supposed to on Friday do like this family afternoon. We were going to do lunch and shopping and the Rockettes. I'm obviously not doing that anymore. I'm out. Mm-hmm. So I wrote, could you please have her back at the hotel on Friday by 1 p.m.? I'll take her to lunch, shopping, and the Rockettes on my own. Thanks. Mm-hmm. And he did say something about, this is where he was trying to fight with me. He's like, the spectacle of all of this isn't cute. And I think you're going for the Achilles heel with the parenting comments. It's classless, especially after having spent a couple of nice dinners together. Yeah. Well, how did you expect me to react?
Yeah.
How did you? And I'm sorry, I'm classless? But I didn't engage at all. Thank God you were there because I was ready. Jeffrey came out for like a minute.
He had his phone away.
Written and we just back.
I was ready to fire missiles, and then I was like, "No, well, Shane, no, you took the phone from me."
You did not say nope. I said no. First of all,
and I'm glad you did because then I was like, "Take the high road."
You can't accomplish any. I mean, you can't go anywhere with that. You know. You just say, okay, and just, like, wash your hands clean of it. It is what it is.
No, I know. You do this
what
on
did
the
he
daily.
Expect?
On the daily, yeah. Right. I get it.
I mean, what did he expect? Well, come on.
He expected a reaction.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
He expected a reaction, and
of course.
Got one. Yeah. That's what he wanted.
And I was saying to Megan today, I am...
Which Weaves? One?
Oh, not Megan King. Not Megan King.
Comma.
Megan with no H.
Megan with
Megan
N-H.
Weaver. I was saying, like, I am...
Megan
I
who
thought...
Ben?
That I would be really upset over this. Like, I really thought, like, oh, I'm going to lose, like, a night of sleep. I'm going to be anxious. I'm going to be hurt. That's how you know you're over it.
Because you're not.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And the way, and I love using, my therapist uses analogies, and I really love it. So the way that I, for the simple-minded people in this room.
Shout out.
Pretty much everybody.
And all your Shout listeners.
Out. And most of my listeners. The way that I describe it is, those two are eating off my plate, right?
Yeah.
But I'm full, and I don't want any more food.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I don't want
I
anymore.
Like that.
You're
wow.
on Manjaro. You're
See,
not hungry.
Yeah. I'm not hungry
Anna's
at all.
Epic.
You know what? I feel like you're bringing up the basement analogy. No, not the basement analogy. What was the other one?
Plate
of food? Oh, the cult analogy, where they want to be a part of the cult. Like, I think it's all the same thing, right? Like, your plate, you're full, but they're eating off your plate, and you're also the cult leader, and they can't get to you anymore.
In a good way.
So they have to get
each
other.
In
a good way, cult leader.
Yes. Who doesn't basement? Love a cult leader?
They all start out
like
a cult leader.
They all are hot.
They're all hot. In the basement.
And he's eating dinner.
And he's full he's off full. Of them. You're eating them?
Keep up, Alyssa.
Oh,
no
Jesus.
More accepting, like, we're not accepting any more members in the cult.
it's nuanced, okay?
Yeah, somebody, yeah. I think, yeah, you're reading too
deep
into it. Yeah.
Cult leader.
It's not literal.
Who's hungry?
It's an analogy.
Cooking kibbutz.
It's an analogy.
Okay.
Bean dip.
Tammy's oh, there. Pouring wine. I don't know.
Okay. So.
And we're back.
My entertainment attorney. Marla, she called yesterday. She was very upset with me, actually.
Oh.
Because the other day, the day before Thanksgiving, when I was, I said what I was grateful for, all my doctors, like Nurse Jamie and the hormone doctor, and you know
the
all
important
this.
Ones.
My kid, I was at the time grateful that Gage and I were
Getting
on good
along.
Terms, but you know that went to shit. Yeah. And then I never mentioned all my attorneys.
Oh,
so,
you have a lot.
Well, we didn't have time.
You're right, because it was already really going on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
But she's really insulted. I mean, there has been like seven people
oh,
I would
that
have to
you
mention.
Didn't mention her? That's why
I
she's upset?
I didn't mention my attorneys that I'm grateful.
Oh,
and
she's...
I'm very grateful for my attorneys.
Yeah, that's good. My dad's an attorney.
We're grateful for him.
We're so grateful for him.
Yes.
Love you, Dad.
Shout out, Dad.
But anyway, so when I spoke to her, she said, you know, maybe we're just not cut out for this relationship shit. I'm like, I know. She goes... And this is, she is my HR person. She handles my HR. And she goes, maybe you and I should just date.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And she's like, I'm so low maintenance. She goes, I'm just so low. I'm like a cat. I go, well, I'm really high needs. She's like, yeah, you're like a brand new puppy.
true.
It's so true.
A lot of analogies.
I love an analogy.
I mean, they're just flying around.
But mm-hmm. I can't get enough attention. I am like a brand
new puppy. Yeah.
That's actually a simile because it's like, you're Jesus. Like a puppy, so it's a simile. It's not an analogy.
A simile?
Don't confuse us mm-hmm. or yeah. the listeners.
Yeah, analogy
a comparison
is analogy?
Like or as is a simile.
Like or yeah, yes,
it's
yes,
a simile?
A simile is like.
Yeah, it's not an analogy, actually.
I don't think I even knew that word.
Speaking of HR, I can't say any names because I get in trouble here, but there's a certain person that I work with here at SiriusXM on the regular. I have to talk to her. She's real pretty. Every time I talk to her, I'm like, hey, pretty. And she's like, she's really uncomfortable with it.
She don't like that.
No, because she's really professional.
Uh-huh.
But guess
what?
But
you're
not. I broke her down. Yesterday, I was like, hey, pretty. She's like, hey, sexy. I broke her down. It took me 5 fucking years, but I broke her down.
Wow.
HR rules out the window.
See ya.
Fuck yeah.
Speaking of which, by the way.
We're not taking that class.
You're not going to believe this.
I'm not taking that class.
They emailed Kian, our social media guy. They emailed him and said he has to do mandatory sexual harassment training, but no one sent us. Well, we avoid the emails.
I don't check those.
Is it on the carpool chain? Yeah, I don't.
Kian has to do the sexual harassment training?
He doesn't even work for them.
No.
He works for me.
That is crazy.
I don't want him to do it.
We dodged a bullet.
Oh.
But I don't want him to be trained. I don't want anyone to be trained.
It's like me with jury duty. Just keep ignoring it.
I do. But I need to
just forget it.
Knock on wood.
Honey, knock on wood. Honey, yeah.
I'm 52 and I've never been to jury duty.
I've done it once.
Seriously?
You're literally going to get a call Monday.
I'm knocking on wood. Yeah. I have been dodging them.
Me too.
Forever.
Same. Who told you there's a fine, I think. You can get fined. But
what?
Can you go to jail?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Kelly Dodge just had to go in for jury duty. And yeah. And she went. It was
Could you imagine her on a jury?
I would die immediately.
If I was on the stand and I saw her in my juror, I'd be like,
you'd run
it's
out.
Over. Fucking just send me away.
Yeah. Lock me up.
Throw away the key.
She'll be like, convict. Yeah.
But you're a twerp. You're a little twerp.
She'd be out like a 10 or whatever.
She's like, oh, I hate those shoes. Convict. Yeah, no, that would not be good.
She got released.
She got released.
Of course
she did.
They
let her go home.
I just can't believe they called in Kian.
I mean,
who's next? Lisa?
Right.
Aurora?
That
Who else are they
going
to call in?
Marlo.
Marlo, probably.
Marlo needs
comment.
To go. Mm-hmm. I think she needs
who
to go.
Who would you go to if she comes on to you? Who do you report her to? Mm. Yourself?
I don't know. We'd be a power couple, though.
I mean,
yeah, Marlo and I.
Yeah.
Cult leader.
You'd rule the world.
Yeah, that's training. When you're a cult leader. That's when it's okay then. Whoa. You can sexually harass it because you're the leader. You're the top.
Well, that's
she
what they all
bite
do.
Off the plate.
And then we all have JLL brands on.
I need to brand all of you.
Yes.
I do want to start branding you.
I think
Where
you should.
Where should we put the tattoo?
I think it should be on our ass cheeks, and I think it should be a martini glass, the outline of a martini
glass.
That's so
cute.
Right?
That's, yes, that is.
Yeah,
very
but
thoughtful.
It should definitely be on our asses.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Which cheek are you going to get yours on?
Left cheek, right cheek.
Megan, we need to talk about your new boyfriend.
Oh, we do.
Ben, who I got the pleasure of getting to know him last night.
Well, I haven't talked about him before.
We don't have to talk
except
to him.
Under a pseudonym.
We don't. I already know. He has got the biggest feet I've ever seen in my entire life.
I heard you ask what size he wore.
Well, I mean, how can you not? How can you not? And his hands are even bigger.
They're
which
big.
We all know what that means.
Yeah.
You said.
I told you last night.
I mean,
the drapes match the carpet.
The drapes match the curtain.
Yeah.
Right? No, yeah. The carpet matches the drapes.
Yeah.
The carpet matches the rug.
Yeah.
Wow. So how long?
Sure does.
How long has this been going on?
A couple months.
Oh. Wow. New.
Yeah,
I mean,
new.
You're going to be in a wheelchair.
I know. You know, a couple months for me is like, that's a long
time.
No, we know.
We know.
You usually marry them by now.
You're not married yet.
Are you hiding an engagement?
They're taking it slow.
Yeah, we're taking it slow.
Are you going to be engaged the next time we see you?
No.
Okay.
But I wouldn't mind a diamond.
Mm, okay.
A few.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to tell you something, and I pointed out to Megan Weaver. Mm-hmm. This is how I know it's a new relationship.
Oh, God. I'm nervous.
Okay. When you guys were sitting at the table this morning.
Coffee.
Both of your phones were upside down.
Face
down. We knew.
That means.
New relationship.
He's dating someone else, and you're dating someone else. Sorry, Ben.
Maybe we're just being respectful.
Look at my phone.
Look at my phone.
Look at my phone. I got nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide.
Look at mine.
I'll tell you what. If my Ben ever put his phone face down, I would murder him.
It would be over.
Yep.
Yes.
And here's Stuart O'Keefe.
Yeah.
You left the kid at school? OMFG.
Oh, please.
Like, he wouldn't leave all three kids.
He wouldn't remember to go.
He'd put the wrong kids in the car. Yeah. I love how he's criticizing me. Could you imagine Stu at carpool?
I can't. I love the guy with all my heart, but no.
No way. I won't even let him drive when I'm in the car.
I mean, he loses his keys. His wallet. It's not even worth spending time to compare.
But the phone upside down thing is
it's
not.
It's a sign,
Megan. Do you guys think that's a red flag?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
If I was dating you.
You leave your phone.
Flip your phone over.
Yeah.
Should I flip his phone over?
How would I rectify this?
What do I do?
Do I get another phone?
Look.
You guys know I'm not good at relationships. I need all the help I can get.
Look, Ben and I talked about you last night.
Oh, great.
He knows you're hot. He knows that there's guys interested in you. You just explain it. Like,
he's sitting right here listening to everything
we're
saying.
I know, but you just say, hey, this was a guy I dated 6 months ago, whatever. I'm going to, I'll let him know I'm not available. That's all you do. Just be honest. You don't need to...
That's my ex-husband.
Why are you hiding your phone?
I'm not hiding
from Ben.
My phone. I'm not.
He's doing the same thing.
He's doing the same thing.
Yes, he is.
So what worries me is that you're in St. Louis and he's in Austin. And so you guys see each other on the weekends.
Yeah.
What happens during the week? I think we know. I think we know what's happening during the week.
No, he's a good guy. He's a good man.
Okay.
Turn those phones over.
With big feet.
By the way, your mom, who is the perfect mother,
she
just texted you and said what?
She said she has forgotten kids at carpool. Don't feel too bad. It happens.
Aw, Shannon.
3 days ago, I got a text from Andy Cohen. Mm-hmm. He said, how long will you be in New York City? I said a week, and I have not heard from him since.
Well, at least he's texting you back, sort of. I texted him the other day, and he never texted me back. I said, if you're going to be in Thanksgiving and are in St. Louis for Thanksgiving, like, let's get the kids together. Crickets.
That was
not a good sign for you, Megan.
I'm a true ex-housewife.
Good.
Love you, Andy.
We'll take calls today, too. Allison in Austin, Texas.
Jeff, I just... first of all, shout out Shane.
Shout out Allie. Hey.
So I'm just upset that you weren't on Cookin' Kibitz last night because it was my birthday and I was waiting all evening to see you and Shane and just wanted to know why you weren't there.
Well, that's a very good question. First of all, Megan lives in the valley. We live over the hill. It was a long drive, but that's not really the excuse. The excuse is I was at my trainer because remember my goal, Allison? Do you remember my goal?
Manjaro.
I'm trying to what I want to do is I want to tone up the wagon because next holiday party we're going to play quarters up my ass. So I'm very, very committed to this trainer and I'm going to buy Shane 10 sessions.
Nice.
He is going to go from twink to twunk.
Oh.
And I told him that's a good gym for you to meet dudes.
Yeah. As soon as I'm a twunk, Megan can introduce me to her brother.
It's happening when you're a twunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you sing the Chili's birthday song for me.
Oh, Allison.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Please.
Happy, happy birthday from the Chili's crew. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
Hey. Happy birthday, Allison. Love you.
Thank you. Bye.
This cannot become a regular thing, people.
Yeah. Don't get used to it.
Yeah. Love you, Allison.
Happy birthday.
Pareem, North Carolina.
Hey, what up, chumps?
Hey.
Hey, girl.
I just had a comment about the phone being down. I do that too, but I feel like it's so I don't get to see all the notifications. I don't want to get distracted.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah, that's what Stu says.
I'm not buying it.
I can't stand all the notifications.
Yeah. If Ben said that to me,
I'd
punch him.
One more thing. And the sexsomnia thing is a real thing.
Oh,
how do you know?
And
really?
What is it?
Because apparently my husband told me I do it.
You initiate in the middle of the night while you're sleeping.
Sexomaniac.
Sex sleeping. Oh.
It's sexomnia.
But I like do it to myself. And so I wake up to him like reaching for me. And I'm like, what are you doing? Are you waking me up to have sex? And he's like, you're doing it yourself. So I'm like, just joining.
Okay, so wait.
Let me back up here. So Pareem, you masturbate in your sleep.
Apparently.
I don't think that's that
gave
unusual.
You my room.
Wow. It's just like a wet dream. It's like the same.
Yeah,
concept.
But normally you don't touch yourself.
No.
Do you?
But I have.
Well, a man,
but I have
I guess
no it, clue about it.
But you would have to get it's aroused like in your mind before you know you start touching yourself. Look, I have a podcast on sex.
Yeah,
this
I don't
is
know
the kind
how
of
it happens.
She's an expert.
You need Pareem to call in.
You need Pareem, you need to come on Intimate Knowledge.
Hey, okay, so is there any way you can put Pareem on hold, get her number for Megan King?
I'll make the connection.
Thank you.
All right, Pareem, we'll be in touch.
All right, love you, Pareem.
Okay.
Bye, Pareem. I mean, you really just like abruptly hung up on her, yeah. Alyssa.
Poor Pareem.
I did not
so
do
rude.
Shit, okay?
You know, I don't put my phone down because I put the phone against my face, and I don't want germs from surfaces
Good
getting onto my face.
Point.
So that's why I don't put my phone face
you know,
down.
You shouldn't put your phone on
a
your face.
A lot of bullshit excuses
There's
going on here.
Today.
No, that's that. But he keeps his
I
phone
eat Pop-Tarts
up.
Too.
5G, honey.
Can you imagine how dirty Ben's phone is?
Oh, so gross.
Let's swab it.
Yeah. Or don't.
By the way, the trainer just texted me. Sean Lang. He said, let's go, Shane, and he put two big arm emojis.
Nice. That would be so
Sean's
hot.
Gonna, he's yeah.
gonna
get
he's gonna
you
pump
in great
you up.
Shape.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I'm gonna buy you 10 sessions.
That's a lot. I'm nervous.
Oh, that's awesome.
But can you commit to doing the 10?
Yes, obviously, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, how many days? Are you gonna do one a week?
One a week.
No, you're
two,
gonna do a couple
at least
times
two.
A week.
Two a week.
And three
then,
a week.
And cardio 12. The other days.
Okay.
If you're gonna commit,
no
you
drinking.
Gotta commit. No.
Oh, you're going a little crazy now.
And you gotta do Manjaro.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to.
It's a trifecta.
And bread spreads.
Gray. That's it. I like that name. Gray in Texas.
Very chic.
Hey, Gray.
Hey, Jeff. How are you today, buddy?
I'm good, Gray.
Hey,
what's
Gray.
Happening?
Better now.
I don't know how many straight ranchers listen to you, man, but I just want to tell
you. You're it.
I tell
you
that.
I watch Yellowstone, Gray.
You've got a funny, you have a real funny show, man. I think you're awesome. Really good.
Thanks, Gray.
What's your Instagram?
Big Oak Road Ranch.
Okay.
Wow.
Write that down, Shane.
I'm on it.
Well, thanks, Gray.
There ain't much on. There's not much on there. Also, Megan sounds gorgeous. I've never seen her, but she sounds real pretty. Oh.
Megan King.
Oh, they're both real pretty.
She's pretty.
Okay. Pretty mouth.
All right. If you want to see her, go watch Barbarian.
Shut up, Jeff.
There's a topless shot of her in that movie.
Not true, Gray. It's a joke.
Well, anyway, thank you much.
Oh, bye, Gray.
Bye, Gray.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great day.
Jill in Atlanta. Hi, Jill.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Jill.
Hey. Hey, Jeff. My husband looks forward to listening to what happens with Jeff and the crew every day. I played him the part of the show where you did the telenovela. I want to know what Stu had to say about the whole situation.
Oh.
Is he jealous?
No, he is loving this because now my focus is no longer on him.
Takes the heat off of him.
It right. takes the heat off of him. He's actually giddy about it.
I bet.
Yeah, he's loving it. Mm-hmm. And also, I think there was a little bit of jealousy because, Gage and I have been spending more time together with Monroe. Mm-hmm. So I think there was a part of him. He likes to play it off like it doesn't bother him. But I do think it was bothering him. But now I think he prefers us.
On the outs.
On the outs.
Yeah. I could see that.
But okay. Well, whatever's best for Monroe.
That, yes. That is
Well, what's best for
my
Monroe
concern.
Is that her dads are happy.
Right.
That's what's best for Monroe.
Yeah.
And so that you have to, in whatever way, how you arrive there, it's up to, you know, your own personal relationship.
Right. But let's try to be happy without disrespecting the other person.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
But I am concerned. And I told Megan Weaver this morning. My biggest concern is how Monroe would react to this because it's probably
confusing.
Very confusing for a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
That is my concern.
Yeah, that is concerning.
Anyway, did you finish your self-evaluation? SiriusXM requires employees to do a self-evaluation.
Of what?
Of yourself,
you
of your performance.
Oh, yourself. Your performance. Oh.
Hence the word, self.
Oh, okay, got
self-evaluation.
It's a performance
who
thing.
Do I
Can
evaluate?
You imagine me writing my own self-evaluation?
I killed it.
Yeah. Why? What is the point of that? Yeah, you killed it.
I think it's a trap.
I agree. Because they're trying to find out where you're lacking.
Do they and ask you to
know
analyze
maybe.
Where you could do better?
Yeah. So I stayed
That's
late at
terrible.
Work yesterday to finish mine. They ask you for what you did well, hits, what you don't do well, misses, and what your goals are and how you collaborate with your other team members.
Well, that's terrible. Can you answer it like, oh, I need to do better about not working so much?
Mm. I didn't say one damn thing about bad things.
Because you're smart.
Good.
Yeah,
but
right.
Not everyone is smart.
I'm not an idiot.
You're yeah. one of the smarter chumps.
Thank you.
But yeah. other chumps be like, I got to work on lower. Being on time.
Yeah, being less hungover.
I got to stop drinking.
I got to stop drinking at work.
I mean, that's the problem. The
I
chumps,
should probably come in.
God, if I lie about being sick one more time. You know what I mean? Like, we would
we'd
all get fired.
We'd fall for it.
Need to stop calling women pretty. Right. You know, like HR stuff.
I got to stop harassing those hot girls.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way a chump, unless it's smarter chumps.
Smarter chumps. Yeah.
Like can do evaluation.
Smarter chump.
Like Lauren Link would kill it.
Yeah.
You know, your honor would kill it.
Like I said, Alyssa and I work together
MJ?
Really well.
MJ? Nope. Fired.
Fired immediately. Kelly? Fired.
Heather McDonald? Fired.
Fired.
Yeah.
Jackie Schimmel?
Fired.
Ooh.
Bad. Yeah.
Zach Noe Towers?
They're all fired.
Oh, so fired.
Yeah.
It's just... Yeah.
I still want to do
one,
though.
It's best we don't do that.
You definitely should.
Who do we send it to?
You would submit it to Jim Thompson.
Oh.
Yeah, email it to
your boss.
Yeah.
We're going to see him next week. Maybe you just tell him in person.
Ooh.
I sent him an email this morning because, oh, shocker, haven't been paid. So I was like, where's my money? And by the way, I want to do that sound effect and send it to him.
Where's the money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I signed it, Jeff, the SiriusXM Prince.
Nice. Amazing.
Visualize
just like,
it.
Now he knows where you stand.
It. Yeah. I'm royalty here.
Oh, really?
In your mind?
In my mind.
Is that one of your hits from 2022? I'm royalty?
That's going to say it is self-evaluation.
There is one king at this table. Let's just make that very clear.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Period.
Period.
A king and a cult leader. That's nice.
Can we go now?
Everyone's a little hungover.
Go 10 more seconds and then I'll start playing.
Everyone's a little hungover.
All right, Megan, thank you so much for being
for
here.
Me.
When are you coming back to LA? Hopefully soon.
Yeah, let's do it again.
All right.
Like a month.
Listen to her podcast.
Intimate Knowledge, anywhere you find your podcasts. Stay
tuned. When are new episodes? What
day? Every week. Oh, and I'm going to talk with Ben next week. So everybody's going to meet him.
You're talking about Ben?
Yeah, ooh. So the next ep, you're going to meet the boy.
Wow. Ooh. Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless he starts... going back to that girl, whoever he's texting.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, sorry, Megan.
Phones up, babe.
Phones up.
Face up.
Come out of the basement.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway,
and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.